Hi, this is a dictation for Deon Alexander, D-E-O-N-A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. Deon Alexander. Date of birth is 12/5/89. Date of service 9/8/2022. And date of accident is 4/27/2022. Mr. Deon Alexander is a victim of an automobile accident where he was hit on a frontal driver's side and hit by a four-car accident as a rear passenger on the right in an Uber car. Apparently, he started suffering from headaches from the impact, as well as occasional dizziness, vertigo, and nightmares, lack of focus, loss of vision field, blurred vision and memory loss, and vomiting. Along this, patient started having pain in the neck, the right shoulder, lower back, mid-back. There's some difficulty in lifting the right arm beyond 100 degrees. He also has a pain, radiating pain, shooting pain to the left leg, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient is quite forgetful, and he has been trying his physical therapy. He was provided various prescriptions on the last visit, but he did not fill them up. He forgot. And also, MRI orders were given on 8/2/2022 on the last visit, which he could not do them also. He was referred to ophthalmology and chiropractor. He forgot them also. And apparently, he is complaining of severe difficulty in forget memory issues. He also complains of severe pain in the left knee and left foot and ankle area. And the pain is severe 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Additionally, patient reports that his pain in the left leg below the knee is off and on. Oh, and some pain in the index finger on the left hand and left wrist is also reported, especially the index finger is involved. He reports pain varying from 6 to 8. 80% pains are resolved with his current treatment, according to him. In the ADL, patient reports walking ability is affected 8. General activity, mood are affected 7. Work and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient has ongoing headaches, which are 7. And he associated with some time with vomiting. There are vision disturbances. He cannot tolerate the bright light. Occasionally, he has a dizziness and vertigo. Moderate difficulty in sleeping. He sleeps 3 to 4 hours. In addition, he has a lack of focus, poor work performance, loss of memory. He denies any confusion and disorientation. He denies any loss of balance or loss of equilibrium. He has no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has an issue with the lower back pain and right shoulder pain. Also pain in the left knee and left ankle is reported and with moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, vomiting. Last vomit was 2 days ago. He doesn't know whether it is associated with headaches at all. No stomach pain. Oh, sorry. He has a stomach pain. No nausea, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, trouble sudden. In the GU, patient reports incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient remains informs that the pain is the same. In last 30 days, no changes. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma other than what is reported in the HPI. Current pain medications are Ortrim, Naproxen, substance abuse none, compliance history, patient reports full compliance. The physical examination revealed that blood pressure is 122/55, pulse is 97, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit of 8/2/2022. Dictation number is 0803-0108. plan is as follows. I provided the patient with a knee brace to help in the knee pain and an ankle brace for pain in the ankle pain. I also advised him ACE bandage and referred him to Dr. Horsley, who is a podiatrist. And we believe the knee pain should improve. If it doesn't get better, then we'll definitely do further investigation. Patient is expected to take naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, Voltaren gel, Ultram, ER, and Furoscix for pain relief. He was also provided with Gimitrex. Lidocaine gel, Elavil 50 milligram at night. He's also provided with Antivor 25 milligram, 90 tablets for dizziness, and a hydroxyzine for anxiety. I again asked him to go and see an ophthalmologist for his vision issues and an MRI for right shoulder and lumbar sacral spine without contrast is ordered, as well as the brain MRI with NeuroQuant has been ordered. And once they are done, he'll be reviewed again, and a further decision for appropriate treatment protocol will be made. Currently, he'll continue his physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, as well as all the acupuncture, heat treatment. He has been advised about yoga, meditation, and relax at home, drink plenty of water. And we'll be following with Dr. Horsley, who is the podiatrist, and we'll meet again in 10 days' time. He has been advised to visit us anytime there is an issue that he thinks important to be reviewed. Bye-bye.